This podcast is sponsored by For Such a Time as This by John O. A. Cree. Dive into the gripping true story of Standing Bear and the Ponca tribe's fight for justice during the Trail of Tears. Discover courage, resilience, and history brought to life. Get your copy today on Amazon.
Native American food production practices, how Native tribes sustained their land. Explore how Native American tribes cultivated food sustainably, blending culture, respect, and stewardship in their traditional practices. Native American food production practices, a living legacy. You know, when people think about Native American culture, a lot of the first things that come to mind usually involve art, storytelling, or sometimes historical battles. But I want to talk about something just as remarkable and often overlooked: the traditional food production practices of Native American tribes. It's honestly fascinating how these practices weren't just about survival, but were steeped in a deep respect for the land and seasons, blending sustainability with cultural identity. So, let me take you through some of the ways Native American people cultivated, harvested, and nurtured their environment long before modern agriculture. The Three Sisters, Corn, Beans, and Squash. One of the most iconic and ingenious agricultural methods used by Native American tribes was the planting of the Three Sisters. This trio, corn, beans, and squash, were grown together in a way that not only maximized yield, but also maintained soil health. Corn grows tall, acting as a natural support for bean vines. Beans fix nitrogen in the soil, enriching it for the next planting season. Squash spreads along the ground, blocking sunlight from weeds and retaining moisture. This triad wasn't just about efficiency. It reflected a deep holistic understanding of ecosystem balance, which is a huge part of Native American heritage. It's a practice that modern sustainable agriculture actually looks back to for inspiration. Controlled burns and land management. Another critical practice Native Americans used was controlled burns, or fire stick farming. This wasn't reckless burning, but a carefully managed tool to clear underbrush, fertilize the soil, and promote the growth of particular plants and berries that were vital for food and medicinal purposes. Native American tribes' knowledge of when, where, and how to burn helped prevent wildfires and promoted biodiversity. It's a method that reflects an intimate understanding of Native American history when it comes to stewardship of the land, showing us how indigenous people managed thousands of acres without destroying it. Fishing and hunting techniques. It's not just about crops either. Native American tribes had sophisticated fishing methods like weirs, structures built in streams and rivers to catch fish efficiently without depleting the resource. Hunting was done with an eye toward balance, taking only what was necessary and ensuring the long-term sustainability of animal populations. Many Native American people saw themselves as partners within the natural world, not conquerors of it. This mindset was part of their identity, their culture, and one of the many reasons why their food production practices were so successful for centuries. Preserving food, techniques that worked. After harvesting and hunting, preservation was key. Native Americans utilized drying, smoking, and salting to extend the life of their food supply. For example, jerky wasn't just a snack, it was a way to ensure a steady food source through harsh winters. Overall, these practices weren't just about getting through the day, they were methods refined over generations, emphasizing resourcefulness and respect, key parts of Native American heritage. It's easy to forget how these food traditions touch so many aspects of Native American culture beyond just what ends up on a plate. In fact, understanding these practices connects us to the history and worldview that shaped the survival and thriving of countless Native American tribes across North America. If you find this topic interesting and want to explore more about Native American people and their cultural legacies, I highly recommend the book For Such a Time as This. It offers great insight into this heritage and is available online. Get your copy today. It's a great way to deepen your appreciation for the traditions that still influence us today. Thanks for hanging out and learning about this remarkable part of history. Next time you see corn, beans, and squash together, you'll know there's a story of relationship and respect behind them.